Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We have a great show for you today.
Yes.
Martinet is in the house, and
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Martinet Emmons is joining me here today. Look, here we go. I'll just say to everybody, this is Martinet. She has a fabulous show, and we're going to talk about it. But I had to have her on because I wanted to get us fired up for 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And Martinet, the question that you ask is, are you geared up, fired up for 2022, or are you taking a break and tuning in with yourself?
Yes.
I love this because in the body of work that you do, you are the person that understands the long and windy road, the twists, the turns. You and I both had a sneak peek of this at a very young age. We know what it's like to have trauma in our lives. And then you turn around and what you've committed to is bringing these powerful conversations and stories of hope to become contagious and catalytic for positive action. So let me ask you, what was on your mind when you wanted to talk about getting geared up and fired up for 2022?
You know, my coach and I have done a lot of discussions on this, and so many people, this is the time, let's go. Whether it's they want to work their body, they want to get in shape, lose weight, whatever the case may be, or start a new business or whatever. All that is awesome if that's where you are right now. For me and a lot of people I know, colleagues of mine, well, I'll just speak for myself, really. Every part of my being is telling me to slow down. You have been going, 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 going for years. Now is the time that you listen to me. My body, my soul, they're like, no, we're going to write the book this year. We are going to focus on our message of hope, but we don't need to be running, 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 running. We need to trust. We need to listen. How about you, Dr.
It's
Pat?
The same thing. And, you know, and I think we get these messages in the most extraordinary ways. So how did it hit me early on? So we had a death in our family. I went back east, couldn't get there in time for the services, but I did get back there to support the family. And my time span to be there was 10 days. That was going to be it because we had several people out. Jessica was running the whole show, and I really felt like I wanted to support her and be there to help. And that's not the way the universe really wanted that to happen. So how does that show up? Sometimes when we cannot have the insight that you just had, the universe does things like sticks us on a plane for 3.5 hours and then decides they're going to cancel the flight because of snow in Seattle. And so here you are in the perfect situation. Now, I'm very blessed. I had a place that I could turn around, go back to. My luggage was available. Go back and not have to obsess over the fact that the airlines I was on couldn't even talk to me for 4 days. That's how backed up they were. So what do you choose in those moments? See, isn't this what we're talking about? Because you made a choice and I'm making a choice and we are very similar.
Yeah. And you know, the part of what you were saying there, for Christmas, I was telling Jacob that, well, we got COVID as a present. And
couple, my couple son and people I were, too.
Huh?
Couple people got that.
Yes.
Too.
Yes. And that was like the last thing that was on my mind, because this is the first year, all three of my kids that we'd be together. My son lives in California with his dad. The reality is a divorce. He's 17. My girls are here. So this was the first year. I'm like, oh, got a rocking good deal on an airline ticket for him and everything. And he didn't even get to see his sisters really. And so my youngest daughter comes down with it. And then a few days later, my husband does. And we don't have enough rooms like for all of us to, you know, have a bathroom and all that kind of thing. So my husband on Christmas Eve was heartbroken and went to a hotel to protect us. And my son and I actually never got it. It was amazing. But the thing is, like you said, the universe, God sets up these things. I was praying, seeing, visualizing solitude. But boy, did I get it. Not in the way that I wanted. Everybody was out of the house. It's just me and my son, you know, and Lindsay, I was taking care of her, but a lot of deliberate time,
yeah.
Movie watching with my son, planning on my book, all this was happening. And I'm like, all right, you're telling me something here. It's mm-hmm. time to stop. It's time to pay attention. All right. What do you want me to do?
I love you said that. Mm. I love that. Can we just go a little deeper right there?
Yeah.
Martinet, when you and I get together, mm-hmm. Benny, Jacob, Olivia, fasten your seatbelts, everybody, yeah. whoever's on this call producing it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting? Because we're taking calls today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking calls because I learned in my first show that I did the other night with Mark. We do a different show. Mm-hmm. It's a nighttime show. I swore I'd never do a nighttime show. Just ask Benny. Mm-hmm. But I do this show 4 o'clock and it is mostly a live call-in show.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard more people express the sadness and not knowing what to do. And you just provided the solution. Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you this. I didn't know that this is what we bought dinner. We were going to have the family over, the Linda, the, mm-hmm. you know, the Karen, who just
yeah.
sadly lost her husband.
Yes.
The brother, the Johnny, Beth, Caitlin, the kid with the little 1-year-old. Mm-hmm. Everybody's coming over for the dinner. Mm-hmm. I'm cooking. I've got the turkey ready.
Yeah.
What stopped us? We're not feeling well over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, here's what I love about your story. How do we learn, Martinet? How did you learn in your life? Because see, you can't teach this if you haven't had to learn it. But given everything that showed up, you knew what to do. See, mm-hmm. going within doesn't mean you don't do anything, because I had not the same experience, but close.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the same epiphany. And I put a job post out to build my personal brand website, which I haven't done in 20 years. So tell me from your perspective how you got enlightened over this holiday, even among the dark side of life.
That's such a good question. You know, it is the stuff that you and I went through that prepared us. You know, I often tell my clients that it's like, yeah, it's hard to go through these things in life, these challenges, these things that come up. But boy, if you can just sit back and look at things. I have a client, actually, this is a good, I'm so proud of her. And I told her that. She had a pretty rough time as well. And I don't want to go into all the details, yeah. but she was able to look back and you know what? If this would have gone in a different way, oh my gosh, the life that he would have had to lead. There's always these lessons.
Yeah.
blessings in these lessons if we can just sit back, listen. Our bodies, our minds are so wise. If we just, and I am guilty of just putting my body aside, like, oh, it's just kind of like this separate part of me. I think a lot of times I jumped out and now I'm training myself to get back in, to connect to myself, to tune into all that wisdom. And that only happened because of what I've went through.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the same for you.
It is, because now I must say, we did Meals on Wheels. Mm-hmm. So we cooked anyway, but we couldn't come together, and we couldn't come together for New Year's either, because it didn't get any better with that, you know? And then, I mean, it is the story of our times, I believe, you know, then you have, the niece who goes into work and finds out that her roommate is exposed. So then she has to leave. I mean, this is what we're learning.
Right.
She has to leave work. She's got to go get the test. She has a one-year-old baby, finds out she's already passed it on to her mom. I mean, this is it.
Yes.
But see, what happens was we were present enough to know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
A death in the family, we were present enough to show up. Mm-hmm. For a family member, very unexpected. And kind of like you were saying, if he would have lived, his life would not have been the life he wanted to live. And I think he knew that.
Right.
But boy, we have become wise in so many ways. Mm-hmm. When we come back from break, I want to ask you to really walk us through something everybody listening could learn. Mm-hmm. And that is, are we the same as last year? Have our desires changed? And by the way, what has Martinet learned that she's going to teach us today on how to tune in and then act based on what you discover, that innate wisdom? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll let you know how you can find out lots about Martinet. We are taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Certainly, we're here to help you. If 100%. You have a situation and you want to get some advice from Martinet about how to tune in and what to do next, please feel free to give us a call. Say hi to Benny, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. Everybody, we'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, look, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking purpose and meaning. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to reach out and go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the Truth and Comedy of Midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Are you geared up, fired up for 2022? Are you taking a break? And then are you tuning in? See, tuning in. And so one of the things that I love about this is what Martine is bringing to the forefront. Before we get rolling here, right, and we start to look at what this really means for people, and why it sounds so simple, and yet it's not always easy. So I'm just going to say that. How do people find out about you? So tell everyone about how they can work with you, find out about you, and tell them about your show.
Oh, yes. I love my show. It's Transformation with Martine. And Dr. Pat was so awesome to come up with my tagline, which is overcome everything and compromise nothing, which is absolutely me. I have a website, which is www.martineemmons.com, MartineEmmons.com. And of course, you can find me on my show here on this, on Transformational Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And I have availability for clients, women who are, they have been through some deep stuff.
Yeah.
And they are on the other side and they're ready to make some changes. They are ready to make this year the best year ever. If that sounds like you, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
I have to tell you, Martine, I think all of us have coaches that we work with.
Oh, yeah.
I would not be able to enact the vision that I've had for the past bunch of years without people that help me from every walk in life. And, you know, I think it's important for people when they call into our office, you know, we always say, take a look, you know, look at this person, look at what Martine is doing.
Thank you.
Here's the thing that I wanted to hit you up with now. Sometimes when we say things like, I think I'm going to tune in, that is misunderstood as inactivity. And I just want to be really clear, even though you and I may have had a very reflective past month or so, it doesn't necessarily mean, does it, that we give up on our desires?
No. One of the things to look at, though, is like, are your desires the same as they were last year?
Right.
I know a lot of people, they'll be going along and, you know, have some failures along the way, which failures are never really a failure. They're just guidance. And you can pivot at any time. But a lot of people like, oh gosh, if I change my mind or if I do something else, maybe that means I'm quitting. Not necessarily.
No.
That's tuning in and finding out, do I even love this anymore? Is this even something I want to do? Ask yourself. And maybe you won't get that answer right away, but no matter what, you will get a feeling of, you know, or, oh God, no, I don't even want to do that. Because as my coach says, you cannot overcome, I don't want to. There's really no way to overcome that. If you genuinely don't want to anymore, that's a big sign. And it's okay to pivot to something else. We are always growing and changing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think you nailed it. I mean, there are some things that you can push as hard as you think you can push.
Yeah.
And the I don't want to is something that we learn the energy of that as a very young child,
yes.
Like a little teeny weeny little baby. We learn the art of I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And it's such an important thing to learn. And a lot of times, and you know this too, right? A lot of times parenting will somehow try to wean that out of a child mm-hmm. rather than teach them the art of negotiation.
Right.
Good point. But you said something really interesting. You can't overcome, I don't want to. And when we do things we don't want to do, there's a term in the world of psychology, it's called codependence.
Right.
So how do we navigate and identify the I don't want to's and then figure out I do want to's?
Yeah. It's really seeing, like you're saying, energetically, how does your body resonate with those feelings? Because there are some things, let's face it, every day we don't want to do. I don't want to unload the dishwasher. I don't want to do laundry. I really don't want to do this, that, or the other. And sometimes we've got to push ourselves a little bit because those are essentials.
Yeah.
However, there are certain things in our life, whether it's our business or a goal or whatever, that, oh God, I just don't want to do that anymore. And that's just really tuning into that energy and deciding, do you still want to take a step towards that? Or maybe we want to pivot a little bit over here. And that might fuel our fire again and be like, okay, maybe if I do it like this and just change it a little bit, you know, that might feel better overall. It's just really listening and taking the time to listen, and how, because our bodies are so wise. They let us know when something just feels, whoa, we don't want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things I know you tap into and you help people tap into is that energy of the heart and soul, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And the energy of the heart and soul, I'm not sure about you, but I'm pretty sure you're the same as me, it's never really lied to me. Mm-hmm. Now, clearly, I've got heart and soul messages that I've either ignored or that I tweaked and changed because I was too afraid to take that next step. I was too afraid. But the heart and the soul, when they ignite and give us that inner wisdom, mm-hmm. the clarity that comes with that is so succinct. You know, it's interesting. It reminds me, I was working on a technical issue today. Mm-hmm. I've been working on this for months. This is one technical issue that I couldn't figure out mm-hmm. why I kept making the same mistake. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what I did. I was following a set of guidelines. Mm-hmm. And yet you have somebody over here, the client, saying, that's not it. That's not what I want. Mm-hmm. And if you keep trying to push and you don't step back and say, how could we want the same thing and yet we're so far apart? Mm-hmm. And if you don't hit the pause button, and I'm talking about something that's so practical, if you don't hit the pause button to just stop and ask for that inner guidance, mm-hmm. you just keep pushing. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about this inner guidance, about mm-hmm. this thing that will either hit the pause button and gain some additional wisdom, or keep trying to roll a boulder up the hill. Mm-hmm. Because this is clearly not in alignment, and it's such a practical issue, but metaphorically, mm-hmm. it was a little wake-up call for me today, metaphorically, uh-huh. even though it was a technical website situation, mm-hmm. weeks of disconnection. Mm-hmm. And this morning, I must have got it from what you're saying. I hit the pause button mm-hmm. and I asked, what am I not seeing? Mm-hmm. Guide me. How do we help people call that in? I know you have a number of techniques. How can we help our listeners call that in? Because we're so afraid to hit the pause button.
We're so afraid. And one of the things that I was just writing down when you were speaking is that fear and determining which one it is. Are you genuinely afraid? A lot of times That is what exactly what you need to do when you are afraid. And it's determining that. And then, like you said, the clarity, determining, am I just afraid of this? Is it just like my whole, like, my mind's going off on all these different things. Doing this show with you, having a show of my own was terrifying. You remember when we first started together, right? I was terrified. I'm like, oh God, you got to lead it. I don't know. And now it's like, I love it. I love every aspect of it. Doesn't mean I'm perfect or I don't make mistakes. I do. But I knew by tuning in and asking myself, am I just afraid? Am I afraid of looking stupid? Am I afraid that I'll lose my train of thought, which I often do? Am I afraid? Or do I not want to do something? It's like it's distinguishing those two things. And it's tuning in and giving yourself some time to get that answer. Because sometimes our bodies and our minds are so used to us ignoring it. You know, like you were saying, that we get this wisdom, we get these downloads of things we maybe need to do, but we are like, oh, nah. That's not for me, or I can't do that, or, you know, whatever the case, I can't do that. But if you just really step back and look, because every download you get, everything that comes your way, it wouldn't come to you if you couldn't do it.
Right.
Did I answer your question? Or did I just go off
on a completely
different?
And when we come back from break, I want to talk more about this, because, you know, one of the things that, you know, I grew up with a mama from the South, and, you know, one of her favorite sayings was, honey, you got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them. And that has become such a metaphorical question for my life, but also a practical one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we stop for a minute, what gets revealed may not make logical sense. This is what I want you mm-hmm. to talk about when you come back. Okay. Uh-huh. And if it doesn't make logical sense, it is really okay to ask for clarification. Mm-hmm. But when we come back, do you know for yourself, when you tune in, what's not non-negotiable? Do you know when you tune in, why it's important to think about compromising nothing? Mm-hmm. When we come back, how do you tune in and sift through all of the beliefs, all of the thoughts, all of the should've, would've, could've? How do you get to the core, which will allow you to create the desire you want and activate it in 2022. Martine is going to take us on that journey. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on stephaniejames.world. The best is yet to come.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on transformationtalkradio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolgy every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolgy.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. What do you want? What do you really, really want? What's that song, Benny? What do you want? What do you really, really want? Because that's what Martine and I are talking about today. It's giving your permission.
Spice Girls, wasn't it?
That's it. Thank you.
Sad that I remember that one particularly.
Oh, it's so good. I was almost
my age
there,
by
Benny.
Now.
I was almost right there with you. That's all. And it's such an important, I mean, Spice Girls, yes, but the song really drives the point home. What do you want? What do you really, really, I don't know how many reallys there are in the song, but what do you really, really want? I know there are two. And it made a lot of women stop and think, what do I really, really want? What do I want? This time, Martine, it's time to resurrect that song and that question. But before we do, please mention how people can find out more about you, about your show, and then also work with you to figure out what they really, really want.
Oh, yes. Thank you. My show here on Transformational Talk Radio is Transformation with Martine, where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. It's an awesome show. I only invite people on there that believe, like, well, Dr. Pat and I would, that we as humans can get back up from anything. Yeah. So there's a lot of good stories on there. You can reach me through, my website and through the station. But my website is www.martineemmons.com, MartineEmmons.com. And Dr. Pat, if you don't mind me saying, I was just thinking about this as we were on the break and as we were talking, that if we are running on stress, if we are anxious, it's very hard to tune in because you're just in this like frantic, almost panic mode. You got to take some breaths. And I think a lot of us forget to breathe because I am like you, like this absolute go-getter. I'm always going until I'm done. And I often forget like, oh, taking a nice cleansing breath. And what even helps too is taking that breath deep and then breathe out through a straw, not literally, but figuratively, breathe out through a straw. And then you are able to focus on what you want. You focus on what feels good. Is this in my highest and greater good still?
Yeah.
You have to get rid of those, that energy, that crazy energy. And just like you figured out for your client, you know, the whole tech issue, you had to do it from a moment of peace. You had to stop instead of looking at that same dang thing and wondering, what the heck? Why can't I do this? You got to stop and breathe.
Yeah.
Right?
And it was such a great metaphor because it wasn't the way she wanted it to begin with.
Yeah.
And the thought never entered my mind. And what you're talking about is so important. One of the things that we did is we have one of the hosts, Mary Jane Max, been with us for, I don't know, like over a decade.
Yeah.
And she introduced us into a device called BrainTap. She, if you all want to know about it, she did a bunch of shows on the BrainTap. But when I first heard about it, I thought, really? Right? Because the skeptic in all of us shows straight up.
100%.
And then I got to use it. It is a device. And then I got to understand why it works. It's a device that allows you to go into a semi self-hypnosis state. Mm-hmm. And it's got lights. And you download the thing with an app.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that it is so important if I don't have the tools on my own to quiet mm-hmm. this.
Yeah.
There are people we can work with. There are things we can do.
Absolutely.
But this thing this morning was fascinating to me. I had to laugh. And then I realized I have a series of events like that.
Mm-hmm.
Silly things. Yeah. So can we talk for a minute? Because a lot of times we don't realize some of the silliest things that we don't get in our day to day are just, how should I say it? Signs. And how ridiculous are some of the things? Okay. You want to hear ridiculous? And then you tell me, take it away. Here's ridiculous. Yeah. I was asked a year ago when everything was shut down out in public, mm-hmm. do you really want to play table tennis still? And I thought about it and I said, yeah, I like to play. So I got a robot and got a table and then I moved and I have a great place to play.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cold here. So this is what happens when stress shuts down our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful place to play in the garage. Just got to back out my car, got the robot, can play.
Fun,
but it's too cold.
Right.
This is how we shut down. Do you think that I could get to the place on my own to find a solution to that?
Mm.
Couldn't get Not there unless. Until somebody said to me, don't you have a heater from the guy down the office down the hall from us? The guy gave you a heater. So you see how simple that is. But that's not really the point, is it? The point is we can become so overwhelmed. There's so much mm-hmm. going on that even the simplest of solutions.
Right.
Right. How have you been seeing people struggle with this? And then how do we help people tap into really getting what they desire and at least taking one action? Now I have the heater. It's like right over there.
Right.
And the heater's been in the house, by the way.
Right.
I'm a pretty resourceful person. Mm-hmm. But when this is going on,
yes,
all logic could go out the door, can't it?
Yeah. That's the whole thing right there. It's like we are smart beings, right? But when we're going, and we have all this craziness going on, we have to stop and say, heck, how am I overwhelming myself here? What am I doing to make all these crazies happen, right? You know, we need to, like we said, it's just like stop, tune in, take some breaths, get outside in nature. That helps everything. Just go outside and look at the beauty that was created for us out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit cold right now. Uh-huh. But you can get out there a few minutes, breathe in that air, look at the snow, look at whatever it is that's in front of you right now. And breathe, because then those solutions, like finding, okay, a heater so you can still play, trying to think of something else that would be, or even like, you know, example of, you know, maybe you have a home gym or maybe you need a home gym instead of, a home gym instead of going outside for a walk or whatever. It's movement. It's doing something to calm yourself down. I was thinking this morning, I was really mad at the weather, and I live in Michigan. So it's really kind of crazy, right? To be mad about the weather, but I love to get outside in nature every single morning, go for like 4 or 5 mile walk. Well, lately, not only is the temperatures like, 1 degree and high winds, it's not even possible. So I thought, what can I do for myself anyway? I can go outside, I can breathe some air, but then come back in. I got a treadmill, I've got a bunch of weights, I've got a trampoline, I've got all these things. And I realized over the past several days, like, wow, I am really toning up. I really needed these weights anyway. So I found something that was really good in that anyway, like, oh, this is good. And I can do both. When the weather gets better, I'll get outside again, but I'm not going to give this up now. So I found a reward in there.
I love that you're talking about this, because let's just get at why. I can't talk for men, but I've worked enough with women that this is a topic I want to approach with you, is why it's so difficult for us to call in what we really want. Why is it that guilt and shame show up almost immediately as the thought of wanting something, right? I have to tell you, I got a flight back. I only get one-way tickets because my time and my schedule. Mm-hmm. So I get whenever I'm going, I don't know if I'm going to do something else there. But on the way back, I got a first-class ticket. Mm-hmm. I rarely, if ever, fly first class because I come from a family process. We were poor. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a projects. My dad lost everything. My stepmom got arrested for trying to steal a birthday present for me on my 11th birthday, right? So a first-class ticket gave me hot flashes for 4 days. But my tuning fork said, get it, Pat.
Yeah.
Get it. And I got it. But I didn't get it directly. I upgraded to premium and then I upgraded to first class. It was the best gift I could have given myself. The flight back and the first cancellation. An hour and a half through a TSA line and 4 hours sitting on a plane in the closest random contact I have had in 2 years. And I had this first class seat. And all I kept thinking about is, I am so glad I'm sitting here. And I would have denied myself that seat for a bunch of familiar beliefs. Help us overcome those beliefs, because I know you have. And stick to the want for 2022.
If you want to take some trips, which I know right now it's not the best, okay? But as an example, if you want to take some trips, you deserve that first class. I have not actually, in regard to that, I have not in the last, I want to say 2 years, gotten anything less than Comfort Plus.
Exactly.
And I went through the same thing as you, like, oh gosh, you know, I've lost everything before. In my former marriage, we lost everything. Absolutely everything. I know what it's like. And I know what it's like to feel unworthy, not deserving of. Those have been my beliefs forever. Even my dad always used to say, with money, never had it, never will. I don't want that.
Oh my God. My dad. What is up with our dads? I would call my dad every week. When I have my corporate job, what do you think the first question my dad asked me? I'm not saying Benny or anybody has a dad like this, but what do you think my dad, my dad lost everything too. But what do you think the first question would be my dad asked me? Is, and tell me if my dad was like your dad. What do you think it was first question? How much money are you making now?
Oh, okay. I was going to say something similar.
Oh boy. You got to love our dads though, right?
Yeah, I can tell you one that just happened the other day. My dad was asking, or he was like, so how's your business going and everything? And I said, you know, every single year I've made more money, except this past year. And he's like, well, good thing you got a husband that makes the money. Like, oh, thank you, Dad. Thank you very much for that support. But I know now my mission is so great. I want to serve women. I want to serve even men. I work mainly with women, but men that want an extraordinary life, that want to change those limiting beliefs, that are tired of being guilty and shameful of wanting a first-class ticket.
Yeah. And I work with men and women too.
And there is a way, one of the top things that exercises that I do with my clients that are working on guilt and shame is to reframe whatever it could be. Something like, one I've used quite a bit is, a good mother stays home with her kids. Well, you can reframe that if that is not you. You don't want to stay home with your kids. You can't stay home with your kids. A good mother stays home with her kids unless her purpose in life, along with being a mother, is to have a career as a nurse. Or they need the, you know, a good mother stays home with her kids unless the family needs the added income. You can always reframe those beliefs and ask yourself, is this even what I believe? I don't believe that never had it, never will. Oh no, that ain't gonna be me. You can always reframe it and truly ask yourself, like, whose belief is this even? It isn't mine. And then go deeper and deeper and keep asking yourself. And then come up with a new belief. What is true for you? Well, I want to make a lot of money this year.
Yeah.
In the way that feels good to me. In a way for me is slowing down. It's writing my book. It's coaching the most magnificent women that come to me. It's showing people that there's hope and purpose and passion with my show on Transformational Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that has got to be what we do. We can help people reframe, and you could start anywhere. I love what you said, because there's so much of these tapes. You know, my dad was a little jokester too, so he would do things in jokes, but I knew him well enough that I didn't pay attention, although my stepsister, it took a toll on her. But he would say the weirdest thing, I'm so poor, I can't even pay attention. And, you know, it took me 30 years to figure out what that even meant. But we can change our perspective. You know, Jessica does a show called The Positivity Perspective.
Yes.
That's her show. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded how quickly I could change my perspective on anything. Oh, thank you. Possibility perspective. I just got a little, Jacob just helped me out. Thank you, Jacob. Possibility perspective. And I encourage all of our producers, although Jessica was one of the first to want to do a show, any of our producers, any staff member on TTR automatically gets their own show. I don't care who you are. I'll even give Benny a show.
Right? Even Benny?
Even Benny. But boy, I want to get back to what you said. Can we help people right now pick one thing they're going to change? I know I've got a list, but there's one thing. If we start with one and we say to ourselves, what's your tagline again, Martine?
Overcome everything, compromise nothing.
Boom.
Yes.
If we could pick that one thing that we have been compromising and we know we're compromising it. For me, I'm like you. The awakening I had, put up your website, write your book.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm back now and I haven't carved out time to do that. So that's what I have to look at, right? Mm-hmm. How can we help people today lean in to what your show's about? Overcome everything, compromise nothing. I get beat up a lot for saying compromise nothing until I explain that even in the Johari window, compromise is in the middle. And win-win is your ultimate goal. Help us do one thing today. Pull something out of your bag of tricks, which I know you have.
It is, again, tuning in and asking yourself, along with all the other wonderful stuff we've talked about, what are you tolerating right now? Mm. What are you putting up with it? It could it be something like, well, your desk drawer makes a lot of squeaking noises and you just keep dealing with it and dealing with it because you don't want to deal with it.
Or are you in my house?
Yeah. Or for me, it's going to take a little bit of work, but our new house has a bunch of hideous wallpaper. Oh God, it drives me nuts every day. How long am I going to tolerate that? So how long are you going to tolerate not living in your full best way? How long are you going to tolerate the limiting beliefs that you keep for yourself that you're not worth that first class ticket, or you're not worth hiring a coach to help you solve the issues that you want to solve in your life, to hire somebody who's going to ask you those questions that nobody else dares to? I'll ask anybody anything. If I feel it's coming, I'll ask their permission, but I'll ask it. But really ask yourself, what are you tolerating? What do you want to do this year to not compromise yourself anymore?
Yeah.
You know?
I love this. You know, Linda and I talk a lot about it. You know Linda, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. She's also our senior executive producer, both internal and external clients and PR company. She's the glue. Linda has a reputation in the field of public relations with all of these publishing companies, Llewellyn, all of them, that I don't, because of who she is, that's who she is.
Yeah.
And we were talking the other day, and of course she is going to come here and spend a lot of time here, right? Yeah. We've been best friends since 1972. Mm-hmm. And with the family stuff, we've really had to think about how do we want to be this year and who do we want to be with? Wouldn't that be something and a place we could start, Martinet? Mm-hmm. Who do we want to be with? I love my team. I love Jacob and Daniel. And I mean, I don't love you like in that way, but you know, like Benny, right? Mm-hmm. Kent, Kim. Linda, Chris, great team. I love being around them. I love working around them. And I know we'll get to it.
Yeah.
But don't we also have to decide who we put ourselves in front of as well?
For sure. Who we surround ourselves, who we put ourselves in front of. We want to be around people, which I know you have with your whole studio there, positive people, people that are going to inspire you to go your best distance, to go your, to go all the way and get to your greatness. You know, we need those people for that. And gosh, that's everything is who we're going to be around, who we choose to be around, and and people who honestly, sometimes we will do certain things and we second guess it or, oh gosh, I should have done that. Or I should have said something different on my podcast, but I didn't. And I have to trust that this is what came out was what was supposed to come out and to talk to people that will believe in us when we don't.
Yeah.
Just taking little steps every day as well. In I'm going off on all these things.
No,
here,
but you're absolutely
little,
right.
Little right. step, little point moves in the direction you want.
I love that. You know, one of the things you also said, and I think this is a great way to wrap this up for today, at least, and people can tune into your show. They can go to your website. But one of the things you say that has grown for you has grown for me too, but I didn't know it until you wrote it. And you wrote courage.
Yeah.
And there's this, can I read the statement you wrote?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Please.
Unless you have it in front of you and you can read it.
I don't actually, but
let me do it.
Okay.
This is what Martinet wrote to really bring the show full circle. I'm going to try to do it slowly because I really want people to take it in. And then Jacob, maybe we can pull it off and send it in social media. Here's what Martinet Emmons says. What has grown for me is my courage. I will not concede anymore to anyone else's plan if it does not align with me. If something doesn't feel good or right, I am not doing it. And this is in all areas of my life, personal and business. And I read it. And boy, thank you for helping set a goal and a desire. Okay, Martinet, again, how do we get to work with you? And I don't know, give us a little sneak peek on what you got planned.
Thank you so much. It's my website is www.martineemmons.com, MartineEmmons.com. And you can find me on all social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, and well, just about everywhere, Facebook. And what I have planned, you mean for this year?
Just give us your one-liner.
Overcome everything, compromise nothing, my friend.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.